Life is about making yourself better. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be an athlete, an artist, a gamer. It doesn't matter. All of us want to be the best version of ourselves. That's what we are here for. We talk to students in leadership positions who have achieved great things, but who are just here working to get better. Because here, we discuss how to be better as people. Here, Swole is the goal. Welcome to the senior deep dive for Swole is the Goal. And now I am joined with three of our senior offensive linemen who are on varsity this year. Noah Rodriguez, Brian Romero, and Cade Pope. Thank you all for coming on.
Thank you.
Of course. So, let's get into this. When did y'all start playing football?
Well, for me, it started in sixth grade. I didn't have any interest in playing football. Then one day, the coaches just brought me in. They said, "You're playing football. We don't care what you say." They talked to my mom. Mom was like, "Yeah, you're playing football." So ever since then, I've been playing.
Awesome. So sixth grade is when it started for you? No, seventh grade when it started for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. Brian?
All right, I'm Brian. I'd say I started football around, I think I was 7 years old. Played for the Anderson Trojan Pop Warner team down in Austin. And I moved over here, started middle school, and then joined the RBMS Cougar football team and played ever since.
Nice. Yeah, bubble. Nice. Cade?
I started in fifth grade when I played Extreme Flag. I played for the Golden Eagles.
Yep.
And then I was forced to play tackle football.
You were forced?
At real football. At Leander Middle School.
Nice. So that wasn't what you originally wanted to do?
No.
What did you want to do before that?
I don't want to play football, but I just got forced into it.
Nice. Well, did y'all play any sports before football, or was it always football for y'all?
Yeah, it was always football and, like, shot put.
Mm-hmm. I'd say I mostly always played football, honestly. I mean, that's the only sport I could really play as a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I always played basketball until I started football.
You all right, Ryan?
I'm all right.
All right, so... Looking back at those early memories of football, what are some of those first things that, like, when you look back at football when you were first getting started, what are some of those first memories that stand out to y'all?
I would just say, like, the friendship we created.
Yeah.
Nothing much, just football. That's all we really did. So it was always the same group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we created a good bond that we carried, like, all the way through.
Yeah, I can definitely agree. Just getting started, you know, football is awesome and it's a great sport, but also the people that you meet and the connections you make are even more awesome.
Yeah, I'd say a memory that comes to mind is whenever I tried out to be kicker for my Pop Warner team. I was like 10 years old, I think. They cut me.
They cut you?
Second I kicked the ball, they cut me. They told me to go play O-line. So, yeah.
And that started your O-line journey?
Hell yeah, dude.
Imagine if you wouldn't have gotten cut and you made it. Be a kicker right now.
Yep, definitely. Pope, what about you?
I would say all the friendships I made. And they carried all the way through.
Nice.
Yep, I agree with that. Yep.
Brian, can you explain why everyone's laughing right now?
I mean, everyone in the studio is laughing right now because... Cade Pope right here. He's not known very well for talking, especially into a mic with headphones on for a podcast. And he's a very quiet dog on the field. No trash talk, just does his job.
What an experiment.
He speaks with his actions.
Yep, exactly.
But yeah, Cade didn't really, I mean... You kind of came out of your shell more this year, but...
Yep. Definitely. I mean, he only talked to, like, two people his freshman year, and now wasn't even one of them. And feel like he's talked to more people ever since, but barely anymore.
Yeah. Well, so it all kind of started for us in middle school. Were y'all on A team, B team, C team?
I started A team both years, 7th and 8th grade at RBMS, but
so you're just a dog.
Yeah,
you're
just basically. Like
that. Noah?
Man, I was a C-team warrior. Yeah, I didn't really do much. I didn't know the sport, so I just kind of, like, ran forward and pushed people on my way.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically all of middle school. It's just nothing really matters, just hitting people.
Yep.
Cade, where were you in middle school?
I was A-team both years. I was B-team for, like, half of 7th grade, and that was really it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a B-team warrior. I never got my chance, dude. I was so mad about that in the time, too.
Yeah.
But now we're good, and football's over. Yep. But looking at middle school, what's like a middle school memory that stands out?
I'd say my middle school memory is beating the LMS Tigers every year.
Hey, hey.
And yeah, I mean, having Pope with some scarred memories in his mind about that series of games we played.
Yeah, we weren't ever the best, but we had heart. Yep. We had the tiger pride. Noah?
I'll have to say my favorite memory is probably like Cougar Alley. Just lining up.
Oh yeah. One. Cougar Alley was a staple in the cougar industry.
Yeah.
I think that's why we're better than LMS.
It really made football players stay and basketball players leave.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, both the guys who came on before were talking about Cougar Alley, and I can't remember who he was going up against, but it was Joe against someone else. Who was it?
Oh, crap, what was his name?
Joe and...
I don't remember, but he was saying just like how Joe just absolutely laid someone out on the first day of Cougar Alley or something.
His last name was like C's.
Oh, C's.
Oh well, it's not that important.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So, Cade, what was one of those middle school memories for you?
I would say my favorite memory was when one of the coaches made me tackle a dummy, and he made me do a dinosaur roar.
Can you give us an example of that dinosaur roar right now?
No, I can't. I can't do it anymore.
Are you sure?
I remember that day.
Sure. It was a dinosaur in him. That's why he can't do it no more.
Yeah. So, Cade, you were forced into playing middle school football. Were you forced into playing high school football?
No, I kind of grew into football.
Okay, so, yeah, a lot of us kind of are assumed into football at a young age, including my, like, I kind of chose to play football. My dad wanted me to play baseball, but I decided that football is what I wanted to do, and then we all kind of went on with that. But for football, what kept y'all in it? Because, you know, in middle school and stuff, you know, sometimes your parents will throw you in it just to give it a try. What kept y'all in football? What did y'all like about football to stay with it for the next 4 years in high school?
I would just have to say the experience, just the things you can do and things you go through. Because I remember, like, most of the time, I would just be telling, like, I don't even want to do this no more. I don't even know why I do this. But every day I found myself just keep working.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just, like, a drive in the experience you get from it that just makes you, like, makes it enjoyable. It makes you want to stay.
I agree. Brian?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with him. I mean, mostly I stayed in football because of my size and potential that the coaches said I could reach. I mean, the brotherhood that you create in the sport is also great for your life lessons and what you could do with those friendships in the long run. So I just stuck through it all 4 years in high school, and here I am as a senior.
For sure, yeah. There's so much that goes into it, especially for varsity, like when you just look at all the details. Because, you know, during a game, you're focused on the game. But afterwards, you can go and look back on everything that goes into it. And it's like, wow, like you feel important out there. You feel like the whole town's behind you. And that's definitely something that I'm going to miss going forward. But
yeah,
we'll get into varsity in a little later. Cade, what kept you in football?
It's definitely all the people I met while playing football. Just those relationships you make, you kind of don't want that to end. So yeah. You stay.
Yeah, I agree. That's going to be the hardest part about leaving this team is just not getting to play with those people anymore. Because, I mean, I think we can all agree it was, despite the record, it was really fun. And every year it's, you know, it's a new thing getting to build the team with each other and go into war.
Yep.
So the start of high school football, first SAC camp, anything from that?
Yeah, our first experience with our strength and conditioning coach, Mr. Beef.
Oh, yeah.
Just,
Mr. Carl Beefelt.
Yep.
Just practicing with him in, like, first, like, day. He hit me, I went flying back.
I love when you do examples with players, and you just, like, truck them or something. Yeah. What was the most brutal strength and conditioning workout y'all can remember from that camp? I remember some days we'd have to, like just carry people over our heads and run. It was some of the most unpractical things you can imagine. Just impractical things you
Coach
can imagine.
Coach Beef's workouts in the military.
Remember when he divided us into platoons?
He was getting us ready for the Army, not football games.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, it was hilarious. Kate, anything from SAC camp that you remember? First one?
I remember freshman year when Nwakama.
Oh my gosh.
Came up to me and he started practicing moves on me and he just bull rushed me and I went flying.
He was huge, dude. There were some. Yeah, him and like Major.
Yeah, they had some dogs our freshman year. Like Xavier Dotson.
Yeah, dude.
I just seen him in the hallways and wanted to quit football at that point. But.
Yeah, there was some crazy stuff. So after SAC camp and actual football started. Freshman year, you know, it's a whole new level compared to middle school. What was freshman year like for y'all? Like, what was that welcome to high school football moment for y'all?
I have to say mine was like, I was cutting on a play, and this linebacker just lowered his helmet in my shoulder midair.
Yeah. I mean, I had a moment like that. I think it was against Stony Point. No, it was against Vandegrift. Because we had played some really good 6A schools our freshman year. Yeah, I was against Vandegrift. It was when I was just filling a hole, and it was the first time I'd actually been, like, fully ear-rung. Dude just laid me out. That was fun. Ryan, what was your first kind of memories from freshman year?
My freshman year, I remember experiencing my first headache from a hit.
Yeah?
I've never experienced a headache in middle school football from a hit.
Was it a concussion or no? Or
just... No, I just got dizzy.
Yeah.
And I realized how much stronger high school athletes were.
Yeah, for sure. Pope.
During our first scrimmage, I had two 300-pound linemen from Eastview, high-low me.
Oh, and nice.
I hurt my ankle, and I don't think my ankle has felt better ever since.
That's tough. So yeah, y'all are all O linemen, and that's a grind being in the trenches.
Yeah.
What's that even like? Because I've never played any sort of offensive line except for a little bit of tight end, but I'm never like in the interior. What's offensive line? What's just playing that like going up against huge D linemen that are just trying to get past you every play? Like, how is O line different from everything else?
I feel it's a lot more mental than actually physical.
Really? Because a lot of people see it and it's like, that's like the most physical position on the team, like the linemen are the dummies who just go and block. But I guess it's, or I know it's really not like that. So it's a lot more mental.
Because it's a lot of technique. Like, no matter how big you are, how small you are, it just comes down to your technique because that's all you can really use down in the trenches.
Yeah. So technique is actually really important for y'all then.
Yeah, because most people in the stands just say, every play looks the same for us. But in reality, a lot of work goes into creating like every single one of those run plays or pass pros.
Yeah, like whenever I get in a tight end or something, I just hear y'all saying all this random stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's a lot to process.
Different calls on the line. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all down to like steps, feet movement, reading the defense.
Right. Did y'all enjoy playing offensive line? Like, would you want to play anything else, or is that what you kind of wanted to do the whole time?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I would enjoy to play a little bit of defense every once in a while, but
yeah. Brian, did you play defense freshman year too?
Yes, I did, and yeah. A little bit sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we needed a center, so I kind of had to step up and take that spot.
Yes, sir.
Because no one else could snap.
And then you transitioned to tackle.
Yep.
Awesome. So, Brian, you played a little defense. No, did you play any defense at all in freshman year, sophomore year?
Yeah, freshman year I moved around a lot, mm-hmm. just playing whatever. Just like someone got hurt, I moved the defense, then went back to offense. It was just a lot of moving.
Right. Cade, you played just the same positions or you move around too?
Freshman year, I played DN until I got hurt.
Yeah.
And then I never played defense again.
That was your moment. So after freshman year, I mean, that was a pretty good year for us, right?
Yeah.
What was our record like? 6-4 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember we rolled Westwood. Was that freshman year or JV? I don't know.
That was freshman year.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some fun games during that. And then COVID hit and changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
How did that impact football for y'all?
It was very different with online school.
Yeah.
I really struggled with it. Just I only tried to pass for football.
Mm-hmm.
So it just made it a lot harder to pass, and it's all the restrictions we had to go through.
Yeah, like wearing masks on the sideline.
Yeah, I feel like those garters really made some people suffocate.
Yeah.
Especially when Coach Beef would put us through his summer workouts.
And then you can only have your mask off while you're doing the movement.
Yeah, exactly.
And then as soon as you're done, you have to put it back on.
Yeah.
Have to be 6 feet apart from everyone at all times. That was rough.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was a rough year. And yeah, it's crazy how much things have changed since then and how big of a transition we had to take.
Yeah.
Cade, what was COVID like for you?
I would say I also struggled with online school, and I didn't get to play much sophomore year
mm-hmm.
because of it.
Right.
But I would say it affected a lot, especially like the way that we had to do things.
Yeah.
Especially during practice and doing lifts and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Moving the mic closer. Nice. So were we all on JV sophomore year, or did y'all get bumped up to varsity?
Well, I played JV my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm. Brian, were you on
Yeah, JV I or? Played JV my whole sophomore year, too, yeah. as well.
Same. JV Warriors.
Yep.
You too, Cade?
Yeah.
Yeah. JV was also a fun year, man. What are some of y'all's memories from that year?
Nut dragging a kid against Pinkerville, starting the tradition.
I mean, yeah. Have you gotten a nut drag every year since then, though?
Yeah.
Brian?
I feel like JV was a blur.
I definitely feel the same way. I barely remember any of our games that year.
Yeah, because it was the transition between you wanting to be on varsity and being on the freshman football team the year after. So, like, JV, coaches don't really care about that, or, like, not many people care about the JV level.
Right. I feel like the coaches are focused on the freshmen to see what the next generation is about, getting them developed to go play varsity, and then all the ones that don't develop are on JV, and then they're just there until they're able to go to varsity. It's not like the focus is definitely not there, but it's different. But after that year, it definitely flipped the switch for me that I need to start working harder, because, you know, just being on scout team against varsity, I'm like, okay,
if
I'm going to be at this level, I need to be able to get stronger, get faster, be better at tackling. And I'm sure it's the same for y'all to get bigger and be able to block bigger guys and get better at all those techniques. So going into that varsity year, how did your you know, preparation change?
My mind was very different for me, because I struggled a lot with grades and not being able to play on varsity a lot my junior season and being eligible. But I mean, towards the end of the season, I really picked it up and noticed where I needed to be. And, like, seeing the seniors leaving, that, like, showed me that, like, I really have to step up my senior year.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just made me want to be better.
Yeah. Brian?
Yeah, I feel like sophomore to junior year, during scout team, like you said, I really found out that I had to, like, put some muscle on me to withstand those guys mm-hmm. on the varsity level. But, yeah, I think something that, like, helped me drive towards that was, like, being the little kid in the stands watching varsity play on Friday nights and just saying to myself that that's going to be me one day and the year was coming up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel like a lot of people put in that work just because of that reason over the summer.
Yeah. Cade?
I think that playing scout team all my sophomore year helped a lot with preparing to go against other varsity level players.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew what I had to do going into that year.
Yeah, I remember our sophomore year spring game, the first time doing inside run against Alexander Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
I remember just filling a hole, and he's just coming full speed downhill, just pop.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, this is what it's like. Like, I got to really get to work here.
Yep.
And that's when I started focusing on more things and just working out, you know, focusing on getting better sleep, eating better, trying to prepare myself the best I could.
Yep.
And when we look at football, everyone wants to be good, but not everybody is willing to do what it takes. What are y'all, or what have y'all done in preparation that separates you from the rest?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I didn't really do much, like, to prepare myself. I just watched a lot of films, worked on technique.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, like, do, like, too much to get ready. I just tried to just work on the little things.
Okay, yeah. And a lot of times the little details are what can matter the most in football because, you know, some of the smallest things can result in the biggest plays. And it really depends on what's going on. But, yeah, that's good. Brian?
Yeah, I mean, over the, like, this our sophomore year to junior year, I got a gym membership, and I was a big boy sophomore year. So if I wanted to play tackle, I'd have to lose a little bit of weight. So mm-hmm. I went on like a 30-pound cut.
Wow.
And
how much did you weigh sophomore year?
I was big. I was like 280.
Oh, damn. I didn't realize you were that big.
Yeah, I was
big.
Wow,
yeah.
But, yeah, I hit my growth spurt, and then I just stretched from there. And coaches saw my potential at right tackle, so they just put me there.
Mm-hmm.
We had our center, Daniel Martin. He's a senior. He graduated last year. But, yeah, he was a dog on the line.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Did you like the transition to tackle? Was that hard for you, or did you?
Oh, no. I felt like I fit right into the position. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really like playing center my sophomore year and freshman year. So I was really happy that we had a senior center filling that spot up for me. Then me going to right tackle, playing alongside Phillip Sines.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big mentor in my life. He helped me call every play because I was not the best at play calling on the line. Especially at that high level and that much pressure on me as my first year starting junior. So, yeah, props to them.
Yeah. Cade?
I think that on varsity I had to be healthier. I was pretty chunky going into my junior year. But I did also lose a bunch of weight. But the negative side of that was I was undersized. And so I got bullied a lot by some 300-pound tackle pushed five plates.
You always love going against dudes when you just, like, know they're all posted on flex. And,
yeah,
that can get pretty rough sometimes. But, yeah. Well, going into varsity year, what was the biggest change that y'all noticed?
Just, like, from JV to varsity, it's such a big difference. When I realized, because on JV, I was just be able to just throw people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they weren't nothing to me.
Yeah.
Then when I got moved up junior year, it was just, it wasn't like that anymore.
Yeah.
I tried that one time, and I got my ass rocked.
Yeah. It's so much faster paced, too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, the first time we did that inter squad scrimmage against the full offensive team and stuff, I was like, wow, this is a lot faster. It's crazy to adjust to that pace. But now it's just like second nature. Like, I fit into that pace now, and it's fine. Ryan, what was the biggest difference for you?
I feel like the biggest difference transitioning to varsity was having that, like you said, like the whole town behind your back, especially being a starter on varsity. It's kind of hard to adjust to the speeds that they go at,
mm-hmm.
especially that big of a D line in front of you as an O lineman. It's pretty terrifying as your first year starter.
Yeah. You just feel like that level of importance, like that your job matters a lot more now. In JV and freshman year, you could get away with a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
With varsity, it's a lot less that you can get away with. And other teams that are good will capitalize on every one of your mistakes. And
yeah, especially against Going Glenn, I guess, in our first game.
Mm-hmm.
All of our first games was Glenn. The whole town was there. It was pretty epic, I'm not going to lie.
It was.
Cade,
what was the biggest difference for you?
I would say the players. The players were not – it wasn't something that you could go into just out, like, have more strength in them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you had to have technique, and you couldn't just do whatever you wanted anymore.
Yeah. Like, JV and freshman year just didn't feel like – you know, I mean, I took it seriously because I wanted to get better, but it's like – you feel kind of worthless going out there on a Thursday night, having to go to school the next day, and
all
the coaches are just moving on to the varsity game. It's like, this is what the main focus is for the week. And it's obvious because that's what the focus is. And I don't blame them for that. That's just what their job is.
Because most of the coaches just go to the JV games to see what the other team runs for Friday and adjust their game plan for that team.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But especially when you get that bump up to varsity, it's like, oh, let's go.
Yeah.
What were y'all favorite? What were some of y'all's favorite memories from that junior season on varsity?
I'd have to say, I'd have to say my most favorite one is, I think, just walking out of the locker room on game day that Friday night and seeing a whole town in the stands, mm-hmm. sold out crowd for our first game.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice to see.
That was sick.
My heart dropped the second I stepped out the locker room.
Because
I knew, like, that was it. Like, my first varsity game as a starter. And, I have to say another memory I liked was going to my first pep rally with a jersey on in front of the whole school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just feel the whole school right there. Yeah, it was awesome. Oh, but those were outside that year.
Yeah,
that was kind of rough.
Years, yeah.
Noah?
Yeah, I would just have to say, like, home games, like when you first like walk at the locker room, it's just so different.
Yeah,
seeing all those people there, it's just a different feeling that you get from being on JV. Just seeing everyone there, just wanting to see like you play, just want to see everyone there, just want to see a good game.
Yeah, like this year, I really didn't get nervous before games because I was just used to that atmosphere. But
yeah, nerves settled in.
Yeah, but junior year, like the first time, I remember like saying line up at the door. And I just like, just like heart starts racing. You're
that
freaking out.
Really, Coach Price goes through the front door and just yells, "Get ready!
Yeah,
we're going out."
Or doing the national anthem.
If you know you're going out first, and the national anthem is playing, dude. I think I think we did go on defense first.
It was defense first.
Yeah, and I know I'm going out, and it's just the silence before
to set the tone for your first game.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome. I wish I could replay my first varsity game. That was an experience I'll never forget. Cade?
My favorite memory was probably beating Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
having my first varsity start be a win was pretty amazing. And the whole school was just excited for the rest of the season since we started off 1-0.
Yeah. I mean, especially being a crosstown rival that we didn't get to win this year. But last year, having it being our first time on varsity, our first win on varsity, that was an experience that was really awesome. Especially that Maynard game, too. I know we lost it, you know, on that offsides or whatever. But that one was sold out, too, and that was a packed game. And it was the energy was so high throughout the entire game just because, you know, it was so close the whole time.
Yeah, I'd say that might be my favorite game I played in, honestly.
Yeah, I think it might be mine, too, because it was just...
Yeah,
it was awesome.
That's all I can really say about it. Yeah. I just remember looking behind me in like the fourth quarter and seeing the entire stands without an empty spot. Yeah, and it's like, there. Wow.
People stayed the whole game for that.
Right.
And also the student section is just going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our student section last year was wild.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was junior season. Would y'all consider yourselves leaders at that point on the team or not really?
Not really.
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, we had a couple good O-line as seniors last year who stepped up and were the leaders basically of us, teaching us the ways of varsity, like how it worked.
Yeah, I feel like it feels weird to step up and be a leader when there's seniors there too.
Yeah.
And that I kind of struggled with that. I didn't really have too much of a voice, I feel like. And I kind of wish that I did. Like, I just wish I could have stepped up at some times when, you know, the rest of the team was down. Because sometimes you'd see those seniors in the locker room just throwing a fit or something. Exactly. You're like, hey, come on, pick your head up. And then they just...
they shut you down.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like we kind of changed that culture this year a little bit to where we're open to more insight from the younger people. And I hope they can continue to do that as they go forward towards their senior year.
Yeah.
So getting into senior year now, what was this off season like for y'all? Was it different than any of the other ones?
It was very different because you just got to think, like, this is your last time. Like, you're preparing for your last ever season, and there's nothing after this, so you just got to just do your best.
Yeah.
And just put all you can into it for one last time.
Exactly. It's... I don't think anyone was really thinking, like, during this offseason, like, oh, this is the last time I'm doing this, this is the last time I'm doing that. That didn't really hit me until, like, the last week of football.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the whole time you're just focused on what's to come. You're not really focused on that it's about to end.
Yeah.
You're just in the moment doing the workouts. And probably because, you know, they sucked, you're, like, not really too upset that this is going to be over pretty soon. But, yeah. Anything from y'all on this offseason or not really?
I mean, yeah, I pretty much didn't really go to our school's SAT camp, our strength and conditioning camp. I feel like I just put in the work by myself. I just try to hit the gym as much as I could to get the most out of my senior season and not have, like, hold a grudge after saying I could have been better. Or I
could've
been stronger.
That's what everyone who has ever played high school football has told me is whatever you do, just don't leave any regrets. Make sure that you did the best you could every game.
Yeah.
Cade?
During the off season, I think I wish I would have pushed myself to actually get better. I just tried getting through the workouts until over the summer when I started working out on my own as well.
Yeah.
And I actually got stronger. I actually tried.
Yeah. Once all those seniors were gone, it's like, we're those guys now. How did y'all step up and be leaders?
I feel like I just tried to set myself up better for where I was junior year. Just focus on just being better, leading, just picking up the lower kid and the younger kids to later fill our spots like the past seniors did.
Yeah. Brian?
Yeah, I definitely took some things that the last year's senior said to us and said it to the younger kids on the line, especially Ryan Casimir, our center. He's a sophomore.
Yeah.
He stepped up big time.
For sure.
We had no one snapping, and he decided to play. I think he played both sides his freshman year. So him being able to step up and just play center on offense is was a big step for us as an offensive line. But, yeah, I mean, I have to give props to him for leading as a sophomore, honestly.
Yeah, and he has two more years to develop. He's going to be really good.
Yeah, his senior year is going to be really good. I'm going to come back to watch a couple games.
Cade?
I think the seniors really gave us, like, motivation to keep going.
Yeah. They didn't like that answer.
I forgot the question.
It's okay. You hit it pretty good.
No, I didn't.
So we only have a couple minutes left, but looking at this senior year, what are some of y'all's favorite memories when you're talking about this season? For me, it was that just Del Rio game, dude. That whole day, just driving so far and how everything was, you know, so not typical to go and beat a team on their homecoming who was 5 hours away.
Yeah.
That was just awesome. And then the bus ride back was good for the first hour, and then we had to get the freaking band. But
I wouldn't even say that I have a certain favorite memory. I would say, like, the experience we had as an O-line together, just the dumb stuff we did during practice, the things we were just doing, and just how we acted in games. Like, we didn't really stress, and we just played our asses off.
Yeah,
we didn't really take the games that much serious because we were pretty solid up front.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we did some pretty funny stuff on the line.
I mean, yeah, it's always good to be able to do stuff good and enjoy it while you're doing it, not just taking it, like, not just – not even, because football is fun. Like, if you're not having fun with it, then what's the point of even doing it, you know?
Yep. But my, I think I'd say my favorite memory is, yeah, I think my favorite memory is that first game against Pflugerville where the state of Texas was hyping us up for probably one of our best series we could probably have.
Yeah.
But yeah, just that first game with the whole school there. It's pretty,
especially after them running it up on us last year.
Yeah,
what was they? Because they 50-balled us, right?
Yeah, felt great beating them by two scores.
Yeah, that was awesome. Cade, what are some of those best memories you had this year?
My favorite memory was against Eastview, our last game. One of the players were trash talking us, and we scored on the next play, and I'd pack of fruit snacks in my belt, and I took it and I threw it at him.
That was great, man.
Another one was the same game when we went out on the next drive. I fed one of the players some fruit snacks. Like, he reached over the line and he grabbed a fruit snack.
Because I was lining up at my right tackle position, and Poe plays left guard. Yeah. And I look over to Cameron, our QB, to see what the play call is, and I just see Pope's hand reached over the ball with a gummy in his fingers and the other dude chewing it. So, pretty funny.
Eastview definitely had a bunch of funny memories.
Yeah.
Like, when I threw a kid on the ground, and he just got up and just started yelling at us how he's better than us.
Dude, yeah. They had – that was a interesting game. Yeah, being delayed fun. 2 hours.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean
– but, I mean, shout out to those people who stuck through those 2 hours and watched our last game. Yeah, dude.
And the nerves, like – I don't know why. I did get kind of nervous that game, and it was especially running out to go warm up after we were cleared to play, and you just see, like – the thunder and the lightning in the background as you're walking on the field. It's like, oh, wow, this is freaking epic. Last game, it's just
a night game, too, like the whole four quarters.
Yeah.
Those warm-ups at the very beginning, just saying, this is my last one, just.
I mean, everything you did up to that point was your last thing ever.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about. Wow. But, yeah, it was quite a ride, football. Over all the years y'all played, what are some of just the biggest lessons that football has taught you?
You can always improve. Mm-hmm. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, you can always be better. And you should really take advice from people like that are like higher up than you. So you can see where you really need to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Brian?
Yeah, kind of what he said. Just don't let other people tell you what you can or can't do. Because at the end of the day, you're in control of yourself and what you can do with your potential. And, I mean, if you want to do something that people say you can't, you just got to prove them wrong.
Yeah, I agree. Cade?
I think it taught me that you should have fun with everything. If you're having fun with something, then you can perform better.
Yeah, I agree. For me, like, I think the biggest thing that football taught me that I can apply to everything in my life is work hard for what you want. Because everything in football, how good you are determines how hard you're willing to work and how much you're willing to put into it. Because you get out what you put into it in football. And if I was to put in more, I would have gotten out a little more probably. Or no, certainly I would have. And I can take that into whatever job I go into, if I go to college, whatever it is, I can say with confidence, whatever I want to get out of this is going to be determined by what I put into it.
Yep.
And that's what football has shown me directly, because the first couple years, freshman and sophomore year, I wasn't taking it that seriously. And I thought I was, but then I saw that I had so much more I could improve on that when I started putting in more, I definitely got out a lot more. And that's why I had my best season this year, is because I put in the most this year of any of the other years that I've played.
Yeah.
And that's what has helped me become the best player that I can be.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Any closing thoughts before we wrap this up?
Nothing. This is a really good podcast.
It was. Thank you all for coming on. This will be up pretty soon, so stay tuned. We have more episodes to come. We can sign off, but football was quite the ride. What's next for y'all?
College.
College? Y'all plan to play college ball?
I definitely want to play college ball.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Hopefully I get a D1 offer soon enough.
Yes, sir. That'd be freaking awesome.
Yep.
Cade, is football over for you?
Yeah, I'm not playing in college.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still pretty open to anything, but we'll see what happens. So, until next time, signing off, Swole is the goal.
Size is the prize.
Out.
This is LNE Radio. Podcasts produced, performed, and edited by the students of LNE Studios at Leander High School. LNE Radio, it's what the kids are talking about.